Today we're up to the bottom of the Testament base, carrying on to Daf Samach. Today's Daf is a hard one, challenging one. We're going to try to just stick to the Gemara Rashi, not much beyond that, and we'll take it slow. And the mission begins on the bottom again. HaPesach sheshachtu shelo lishmo. The Pesach that it was shechted, shelo lishmo Pesach, it wasn't shechted for the right lishmo, it wasn't shechted for Pesach, but rather for shlomim. The kibal, the halach, it was the blood, after shechted, you catch all the blood, that's Kabbalah. And the halach, then you carry the blood to the Mizbeach. The zark, and you throw the blood onto the Mizbeach. Those are the four avodas, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. Those were also done shelo lishmo. If all those had the wrong intentions, lishmo v'shelo lishmo, or you had two intentions. You had lishmo, you had the purpose of the Karban Pesach, but you also had for the purpose of shlomim, something that's not the Pesach. A carbon requires a lishma. The Gemara is in the beginning of Zvachim talk about the necessity for lishma. Oh, shelo lishma versus lishma. Or you had double intentions, but first you thought of shelo lishma. You thought had in mind for shlomim, and then you had in mind for Pesach. Pasul. All those cases, there are three cases in the Mishnah. Unclear exactly what they are. The Gemara is going to elaborate, but those three cases in the Mishnah are all pasul.
But why, if you bring one, why it would be lishma?
Why? You let's say you bring a Karban Pesach and whatever reason the person had the wrong das. We didn't want that to happen, but it happens. So Ketzad, shelo lishmo v'shelo lishmo. What is it? An example the Mishnah asks of lishmo. You had intention for the proper intention, but you also had the improper intention. What's the example? L'shem Pesach is lishmo, u'l'shem shlomim shelo lishmo. When you have something other than Pesach Haman, in this case shlomim, that's going to be considered shelo lishmo. It's shelo lishmo over the shmo. What's an example of when you had the bad improper lishmo, and then you had lishmo the proper lishmo? That's l'shem shlamim u'l'shem pesach. So when we say lishmo, that means pesach. When we say shelo lishmo, that means shlamim. And that's what the Mishnah tells us, and now we're trying to understand what's going on.
And any lishmo, or only for shlamim?
Good question. For now, let's stick to shlamim. So let's look at this first Rashi in this Mishnah. Masnisin. Let's do both Rashis. The first two Rashis. HaPesach sheshachtu shelo lishmo. Rashi tells us l'shem shlamim, which we should know already. O kibel, he says, it really means or. The first case in the Mishnah was that you shechted it shelo lishmo. Or Rashi says you kabbalah shelo lishmo. O halacha shelo lishmo. O zarek shelo lishmo. All those cases. Sheba'arba avodos halalu. These four actions, the four primary avodos in the base of Megdash, ha-pesach nifsal b'machshavasam. If you have the improper machshava, the pesach is disqualified. Im lifsal im lifagel. If you had in mind for pasul, you had meaning the wrong intention, for you had in mind for shlamim when it shouldn't be. O lifagel, which means pigel. Pigel is either you had intention that it should be shechted outside the place where it's supposed to be shechted. The Karban Pesach has to be shechted in the Azara. You had intention that it's supposed to be outside the Beis HaMikdash, or you had intention to eat the Karban Pesach after the time it's allowed to be eaten, after Chatzos, let's say. So you had the improper intention. Again, Pigel are issues of discussion in Zvach, and we're not going to get too involved in that. So all these things are going to be possible if you have the bad Machshavos.
So what's Pigel?
Pigel is, again, the Gemara, the Psukim talk about Pigel is where you had the Machshava when shechting it. I either had intentions that I want to shecht this animal outside where it's supposed to be shechted. It's called pigel machshava b'chutz. Or I had intention that I want to eat the Karban Pesach after the time I'm no longer allowed to eat it anymore. So let's say Karban Pesach, according to one opinion, I can only eat until chatzos, till midnight. I had intention when I'm going to shecht this Pesach, I want to eat it the next morning also. That's going to be considered pigel. So all these, Rashi, these are machshavos that disqualify the Karban Pesach. Now, there's one dig they make in Rashi. Rashi says it's all, when you say something's pigel, do you have to actually articulate and say, this Karban Pesach I want to eat the next day, or it's enough to have the machshava? Rashi says it's about machshava, and Rabbeinu Bartanura says, no, Rashi really means to say, you were supposed to say bedibor, you actually articulated that you wanted to eat it outside the proper time, outside the proper place. Okay, so again, it's got to be very confusing. Says the Gemara now. Boy, Rapapa. Rapapa asks the following question. Ba'avoda achas tanan, o b'shte avodos tanan. So, Rashi says, the first Rashi here, ba'avoda achas tanan in the Gemara, v'chishe ba'l l'shmo v'l shelo l'shmo. When we talk about the Mishnah, that I had double intentions. I had intentions l'shmo for the Pesach, but I also had intentions shelo l'shmo for the Shlamim. Is that referring to all within one avoda? I'm about to do the Shechita. I'm about to shech the carbon Pesach, and I have in mind, I want this for a Pesach, and I also want this for the Shlamim. Is that what it's talking about? Or it's talking about two different avodas. So just a quick background. There's a machlokas Rashi's about to address. I'll say it outside. Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. I say two things. I say that the next Rashi is probably better to do this one. Let's look at the Rashi. D'i Rabbi Meir, Hamar Tafas Lassan Rishon. We didn't see this in the Gemara yet, but let's look at Rashi for a moment. Maseches Temura Daf Chafhemer Beis Gavei HaOmer HaRezeh Temuras Ola. I have an animal. Now, there's something called Temura. We're getting to real heavy-duty Kudshim now. Temura, the Pasuk tells us, I want to say that this animal, which is, let's say, an Ola, I want this to be transferred to another animal. That's Temura, that's switching. When I do that, this new animal will have a shame Temura, which has certain halachas to it, but this initial animal will still be considered an Ola. You could move some of the Kedusha, but the initial animal, you try to switch, completely swap the Kedushas, it doesn't work. So when I say this, HaOmer HaRezeh Temuras Ola, Temuras Shlamim. I say two things. I want this animal to be Ola, and I also say I want it to be Shlamim. I say two different things. So now, what's the halacha? Do I go based on my first words, I want this new animal to be an Ola, or do I go based on my second words, which is wants it to be a Shlamim? So Rashi explains, Rabbi Meir Omer HaRezeh Temuras Ola. We follow the first word. We don't take into account the second thing you said. The very first thing you said is the Iker. Anything after doesn't make sense. And Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Dvarv, Kayamim, both of them exist. And it goes on, they have this quasi, this hybrid of Ola and Temura. So Rabbi Yossi has a statement. Rabbi Yossi says, Af b'gemar Dvarv, Adam Nitpas. When Rabbi Yossi says, when a person says a statement, he says two different things. He has intention for both statements that he says. So when you say Temuras Ola, Temur Shlomim, he has in mind both of those statements. Rabbi Meir says, we just take the first thing he says, and that's it. Rabbi Yossi says, you take both things you say. So now back to the Gemara for a second. So again, the Gemara asks, "Bayra Papa, Vavoda Achas Tanan?" When I had in mind both Shlom and Pesach, is that within one avoda, or b'shtei avodas tan, or two different avodas? Meaning, when I did the Shechita, I had in mind Lishma. When I did the Halacha, let's say, for example, I had in mind Shelo Lishma. Were this machshavos for two different avodas, or all within one avoda? Meaning, Vavoda Achas Tanan, this is all within one avoda. And Rabbi Yosihi, because Mishnah says, when you say l'shmo v'shelo l'shmo, when you say both of them, it's pasul. So is this both within one avoda? I'm about to shecht it. I said, this shechita is going to be for Pesach, it's going to be for Shlamim. And it's going to be pasul because you hold like Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, de'omar af b'gemar dvarav adam nitvas. Because when you make one statement, we take into effect both parts of the statement. And Rabbi Yossi is the author of this Mishnah. That says if you have both intentions with one avoda, it's possible because you had the shalolishma there. Because the Rabbi Meir, because if Rabbi Meir was the author of this Mishnah, ha'amat tavas lashon rishon, he says you only go based on the first words. So if I say this carbon pechzach is mishachet for the Pesach and for the Shlamim, according to Rabbi Meir, you're tope, so you only hold on to the first statement, which is the shame Pesach, and it's going to be a good Pesach. It won't be possible. Oh, or perhaps Dilma b'shtabo listana. No. First I had, I'm shechting the shechita, that's going to be l'shem Pesach. And then when I do the halacha, that's l'shem Shlamim. And then even then Rabbi Meir will agree it's going to be possible. That even though Rabbi Meir normally says when you make one statement, you take only the first part, not the second half. But when you separate the statements into two avodas, the first statement is for the shechita, and the second statement is for the halacha, then even Rabbi Meir will agree you are tofes the second lashon, since it's been separate by two different avodas. And there the Gemara says, Vafilu Rabbi Meir, Damar Tavas Lashon Rishon. When he says you hold on to only the first statement of something, Hanimile Bavoda Achas, that's only within one avoda. Within one avoda, when I say two statements, I only take into account the first statement. Aval b'shtei avodos, but if there are two different avodos, Moda de Mifsal, he'll then agree that's going to be disqualified. So that's the question the Gemara wants to know. Who is the author of the Mishnah again? Is the Mishnah talking about two different machshavos within one avoda, and it has to be Rabbi Yossi, who holds you take into account everything a person says? Or is the Mishnah talking about two different avodas, where it's one machshava for one avoda, a second machshava for a second avoda, and then Rabbi Meir will agree such a case would be possible? So the Gemara says, Amri Ahaye. Which case is this talking about? Where's that Rashi? Right. So the inema. Where's that? Rashi, four lines down from the top. It's not bold in mine. Mine is the two dots. Umahadir Gemara. The Gemara says, Ahaye mahani lishne desefa demasnisin kaimi ahach bay. This question Rav Papa posed, what part of the Mishnah was he talking about? There are three statements in the Mishnah, we said. The first statement was, either he had shelo lishmo for either the shechita or for the halacha or for the Kabbalah or for the Zrika. The second statement was, shelo lishmo lishmo. And the third statement was, lishmo, shelo lishmo. Those are three different cases of the Mishnah. So this Shaila of Rapapa, this suffix, which stage of the Gemara was he referring to? He definitely wasn't talking about the first case of the Mishnah where you just had shelo lishmo. The first statement of the Mishnah tells us, shelo lishmo disqualifies everything. His suffix was only when you have two different machshavos, shelo lishmo, lishmo, or lishmo and shelo lishmo. There's a second and the third statement of the Mishnah. Which one was Rapapa confused about? Which one did he have a suffix? If his suffix was a case where you first had intentions of shlamim, and then you had intentions of psachim, bein v'avoda achas, bein b'shtei avodos, whether it was all within one avoda or within two avodos, this case is where the first thought you had was shelo lishmo. So then, bein the Rabbi Meir, bein the Rabbi Yossi, if salele mikamaisa, then everybody will agree that since the first thought you had was shelo lishmo, everyone will agree it's puzzle. Dehal Rabbi Yossi nami ach b'gmar dvar adam nitfas islay. Because Rabbi Yossi, who says you hold on to the second words, it's af. He says you look at the first words and the second words. So in this case, the first words you're saying is shelo lishmo, which means for psachim, for shlamim rather, everybody will agree it's puzzle. Whether it's a one avoda, two avodos, that was never the suffix. Ella, Rapapa suffix was within this case, where your first machshava was lishmo for psachim, your second machshava was shelo lishmo for shlamim, that was the suffix. Is this case puzzle when it's within one avoda and the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, or no, it's talking about two different avodas, and even Rabbi Meir will be the author of the Mishnah? So Gemara is going to bring a number of different rayas to prove which direction this goes in. Toshma. HaPesach sheshachdu shelo lishmo. So this is the first line of the Mishnah. The Pesach was shechted shelo lishmo. V'kabal, which Rashi told us, or it was the blood was Kabbalah, was accepted shelo lishmo. V'halach, which Rashi said, or you did the halacha, you carried the blood from the place of Shechita to the Mizbeach, that was done shelo lishmo. V'zorak, or you sprinkle the blood shelo lishmo. All those cases the Mishnah said pasul. So what's the details of this case? Heichi dami. If it's as the Mishnah writes it, which says you had literally vi, you did all of them, you needed all four to do to make a puzzle. Why is it only puzzle? Again, the way the Mishnah reads literally, it says a vav, not a o, a vav. You did shechita and you did halacha and kabbalah. Sorry, kabbalah and halacha and zrika. You had all four of them with shelo lishmo. So the Gemara asks, you need all four of them to have shelo lishmo to make a puzzle? Mikimaisa, from the very first one you did, from the second you did shechita shelo lishmo, if shalei, it should be puzzle. Who cares after that point? Once the shechita was done shelo lishmo, I don't care how the halacha, how the kabbalah, how the zrika was done. It was all puzzle. So it can't be a case where you did all four. Rather, ela alav hachikatani, is it not the following case? Whereby haPesach sheshachtu shelo lishmo, you shechted the Pesach with lo lishmo, inami, or shechtu lishmo, you shechted it lishmo, v'kibal v'halach v'zarek shelo lishmo, or you shechted it with the proper intention, but then the Kabbalah and the Holach and the Zrika was done shelo lishmo, or inami, alternatively shechtu v'kabal v'halach lishmo, you shechted it properly and you accepted the carry, caught the blood properly, and you brought it over to his back properly. However, v'zarek shelo lishmo, but you sprinkled the blood shelo lishmo, one of the four avodas was done shelo lishmo, dehavile shtei avodos, and this is a case of shtei avodos, right? Because the shechita was done with lishmo, but then you did a zrika shelo lishmo. This is a case of two avodos. So now, once we establish that the first line of the Mishnah cannot be a case of doing them all one shot. Rather, one of the avodos were done. One was done lishmo. One was done shelo lishmo. In other words, it's two avodos. So once the ratio is two avodos, ema, the Gemara says ema seifa lishmo v'shelo lishmo. So then, say the second case also the seifa is now the seifa rather, which is lishmo shelo lishmo hechidami. If you're going to tell me the second case of the Mishnah is also two avodos, the first Mishnah already spoke about a case of two avodos, where the shechita was done lishmo, and the zrika was done shelo lishmo. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat again lishmo, shelo lishmo, and two avodos? Must be shelo lishmo, v'shelo lishmo is all within one avoda, and the author of the Mishnah must be Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, we're good with that?
Clear.
<You're doing> I'm trying the best, guys. This is very, very tough.
Should have got an extra hour of sleep.
This speaks about the Kohanim. They do the Zika and
the Kohanim. Right. Well, I think even the the Kohanim. Yes, the Kohanim.
So what happened with the guy that bring the Kohen Pesach?
What does his machshava have an effect on
it? No,
does
what?
He's out of luck.
He's out of luck, huh?
You have to have a trustworthy Kohen.
I see.
Okay, so now we've established this, that again, the Reisha must be talking about two avodos. The Seifa, which is Rapapa Shaila, must be a case of one avoda, because why repeat two cases of Shtei avodos? So Ella, La, Bavoda Achas, must be the Seifa is where there's one avoda. The Shmo, Vashlo, the Shmo, all done within one avoda. Rabbi Yossi must be the author. The Amar Af B'Gemar Dvarav Adam Nitvas, that a person holds on to. We take into account everything he says, even the end of his words, we take into account. So when the person says Lishmo and also Shelo Lishmo, all within one avoda, it's still going to be possible because Rabbi Yossi takes into account even the second half, which was Shelo Lishmo. So that's what the Gemara initially wants to say. And the Gemara responds, Lo, the Olam is Shtei Avodas. Really, it's two different avodas. So then we have to ask the question, so if the Reisha is talking about two avodas, why does the Seifa have to repeat Shtei Avodos? The Reisha Dekai B'Shechita. The Reisha is a case where I'm standing, I'm about to do the Shechita, V'Kom Echashiv B'Shechita, and I have intention of doing the Shechita, Shelo Lishmo. Or Inami Kai B'Zrika, I'm about to do the Zrika, and I have V'Kom Echashiv B'Zrika, and I have the Shelo Lishmo intention to do the Zrika. That's what the Reisha is referring to. I'm doing an Avoda, and I have Machshava for that very Avoda I'm about to do. Seifa, Dekai B'Shechita, V'Kachashiv B'Zrika. Seifa is a different case. I'm about to do the Shechita, but I have a Shelo Lishmo for the Zrika, which I haven't yet got to. D'amar Hareini Shochet Es HaPesach. I'm about to Shech the Pesach Lishmo, which is good. Lizrok Damo Shelo Lishmo. But I'm having intention to do the Zrika later on, Shelo Lishmo. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush of the Reisha is, or the Seifa is, rather, D'mechashvin Me'avodi La'avoda. V'hainu Bai D'Rapapa. This is what comes to teach me that I have intention that I'm allowed to have machshava from one avoda to another avoda. The Reisha tells us within one avoda, I'm about to do the shechita and I have bad machshavos, that's going to disqualify the shechita. But maybe when I'm about to do a shechita, I cannot have machshavos for zrika. If I do have machshavos shelo lishmo for the zrika, they won't affect it. I can only focus on the avoda I'm about to do. Comes the Sefer to tell me, no, I can be mechashiv, I can have machshavas during the shechita for the purpose of the zrika, and it can disqualify the entire karbon. And that's the Shaila Rapapa. Now, it's machok is what Hainin Dubai Rapapa means. We'll just take Rashi. Rashi says, this is the question Rapapa asks elsewhere in the Gemara in Zvachim, which we're not going to get into. He has another Shaila there, whether you can be mechashiv from one avoda to the next avoda. This Mishnah seems to say one may have machshavas from one avoda to the other. So therefore, this Tashma does not serve as a raya, who the author of the Mishnah is, whether it's talking about two avodas or one avoda. Mark tries to bring another raya, Tashma. Oh, shelo lishmo v'lishmo pasul. This is the third case of the Mishnah. Right, this is the third case of the Mishnah. I had intentions for shlomim, which is shelo lishmo, and I had intentions for Pesach, which is lishmo. That the Mishnah says is Pesach. Heichidami, what are the details of this case? Inema b'shtei avodos. If this is talking about two different avodas, first I had intention for shechita, for example, to do shelo lishmo, and then I had the kabbalah shelishmo, hashe lishmo for shelo lishmo. If I had my first intentions were lishmo, armor's pasul, and that's pasul, shelo lishmo v'lishmo mibay. Do I have to teach me a case where my first intentions were pasul? Again, if a case where my first intentions were lishmo, but it's still going to be pasul because my second intentions. Certainly, when my first intentions are pasul, certainly those are going to be pasul, because everyone agrees the first statements are more important. The only shaila is whether the second intentions are also relevant or not. So certainly when the first one's pasul, it's going to be pasul, so it can't be a case of two different avodas. El laba avoda achas. It must be talking about one avoda, where I have intentions, double intentions during one avoda. I have intentions for the for the Shlamim and for the Pesach. Now, with the Seifa Bavodachas, from the fact that the Seifa, the third case in the Mishnah, is all talking about within one Avoda, does it not come to tell me that Reish Nami Bavodachas? At the beginning also, the case of Lishmo Vishalolishmo must also be talking about one Avoda, and we see within one Avoda, it's still going to be possible, and Rabbi Yossi is the author. Says the Gemara, lo, not true. The Olam Vishay Avodos, really the Seifa is talking about two different Avodos. Uvedinu Delo Itzirich Lei. You're right, the Mishnah did not have to teach me this Chiddush, it was pretty obvious this Chiddush. Again, if you taught me the case that Lishmo Vishalolishmo is possible, certainly Shalolishmo Ulishmo is also going to be possible, it didn't need to say it. But the idea that Tanya Lishmo Vishalolishmo, once the Mishnah taught the case of Lishmo Vishalolishmo, Tanami Shalolishmo Vishmo, they taught both cases. Oftentimes you see the Mishnah does that just for consistency, but it really was unnecessary to be taught. Everyone's with me? Tashma. Next Rai the Gemara tries to bring. Shachtu Shalol L'Ochlov V'Shalolim Nuyov. So this is a Mishnah later on. I think the next Mishnah. So let's say I shecht part of the Karban Pesach. You have to have in mind who's going to be eating the Karban Pesach. So let's say I had in mind when I shechted it, Shalol L'Ochlov. I'm going to shecht it for people who cannot eat it. Rashi tells us, this is 1, 2, 3, 4 medium wide lines down in Rashi. V'Shalol L'Ochlov, this one will be a little easier, I think. L'chola, you shecht it for someone who's sick, who really can't eat much. L'zakin, she'en yichon le'echol kazayis. They can't eat a kazayis. Vein bo menuim achrem elahein. The part of the dinim was, you need to have menuim. People have to be appointed, you need to have a guest list. Who's going to be part of the chabur of the Karban Pesach? So you have to have someone who could eat at least a kazayis. But let's say your guest list consists of, it's a nursing home, or only old people there. People who are sick. People who cannot eat a kazayis, so that's going to be problematic. So then the Mishnah says, the Gemara is quoting the Mishnah, Shachtu shalol achav, you shachtu for people who can't eat. Vishlola mnuyav, you shachtu for people who were never part of the guest list. La'arelim, people who didn't have a bris milah. Ulutmeim, people who are tameim. All those cases, it's possible. So, hacha pshita bavoda achas. This, the Gemara says, is obviously talking about one avoda, because it's all talking about shchita, it's all within one avoda. So once that Mishnah is talking about one avoda, then shchita, because shchita is the important, based on the psukim, shchita is what dictates who's part of the guest list. It's not about the Kabbalah, it's not about the Halacha, not about the Zrika. The Shechita is what defines who's part of the guest list. Only the Shechita is the only Avoda that's relevant for this Halacha, the next Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, Umi the Seifa, Bavoda Achas, from this Seifa, this Mishnah later on is referring to one Avoda. Reishinami Bavoda Achas. Must be that the beginning Mishnah, which is what we're trying to discuss right now, that must also be talking about Avoda Achas. Where is it? What are you talking about? Midiar Iria, each one is different. Ha-Kadisa, Ha-Kadisa. The Mishnah later on is like Avoda Achas, that's fine, but nothing to do with our Mishnah, which may be two Avodas. Seifa Avoda Achas, and Seifa, as we just said, is one Avoda, you're right. The Reisha, our Mishnah, is Iba Avoda Achas, Iba Sheva Avodas. You still have the suffix. You can't, just because the two Mishnahs are next to each other, it's not going to tell me that they have to be talking about the same exact case. Now, just for a little, Ian, just a little off the page, let's get a little something. The Rashi tells us, what is the case of the Arelim? So Rashi, the first wide line down, the end of the line, La'arelim Yisrael Shemesu Achiv Machmas Mila. It's talking about a Jew whose brothers received bris milas, but they all died. Two, three of them died, based on different chazakas. Let's say three of them died. He was a fourth child, and there was a sakana that his family couldn't handle the bris milah, so he didn't have a bris milah. See, he was an aro. V'heim psulim milachal pesach, but since he was an aro, he couldn't eat the pesach, dichsiv lakal aro lo yochabo. So, Rabbeinu Tam all over, this Machlokas, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam all over, what does Arelim mean? Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's not true. This person who didn't receive a bris milah because his brothers didn't receive a bris milah, he's a complete onus. Why should he be disqualified from the Karban Pesach? It wasn't his fault. The case of the Arelim here, where a person was concerned, he didn't get a bris milah when he was younger. Now he turned to the age of 13 and above. He was just too scared to get a bris milah at that age. So that's a person who's considered Arel. But Rabbeinu Tam says, a person whose brothers died because of bris milah and he can't get one because of the sakana, he's not considered an aral for this halakha. He's allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. Rashi says, no. Lemaisa, he's an aral. Lemaisa, he can't eat the Karban Pesach. So what's the machlokas here? Whether or not a person who didn't receive a bris milah because of his brothers, is he considered, is he able to eat the Karban Pesach or is he not able to eat the Karban Pesach? So the Asman the Reiser of Yosef Engel says the following. There's a famous machlokas we've shown him, concept of onus rachmana patre. When a person is ones, based on the psukim of a Nari Marasa, a person is ones, so against their will, the Torah exempts them from the punishment. How far are they willing to go? How far is the ones willing to go? Is the ones going to simply, person does an aveir, but ones, is it an exemption of the onesh, but there's still an avera there, but there's no punishment, or the onesh tells me that there's not even avera. He did nothing absolutely wrong. So Rabbeinu Tam, so the Rav Yosef Engel says as follows. Rabbeinu Tam thinks this individual, this boy who didn't receive the bris milah because of his brothers, he's onesh. He had no choice. This is sakana. So once he's onesh, he's completely pater from the obligation of making giving a bris milah. He's completely pater, and therefore he's allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. It's a complete patur. Rashi says, no, he's pater in actually doing it because there's a danger, but there still exists this theoretical chiv. The obligation of the bris milah still exists. He's just exempt from having to perform it. But the chiv still exists, and since the chiv still exists, he is considered an RL, and that's why he's disqualified from eating the Karban Pesach. Okay, so that says the Gemara. Back to the Gemara now. Some more of these fun tashmas. Six lines from the bottom. Tashma. La'ochlov shel la'ochlov. Let's say when you're shechting the Karban Pesach, you had in mind for some people who are able to eat it, who can eat a kazayis, but you also have in mind for people who cannot eat a kazayis. Such a case is kosher. It's a good shechit, it's a good Karban Pesach. Hey chidami, what's the case here? Inema b'shev avodos. If it's talking about two different avodos, so the time of the chash b'zrika, then machshav ochlin b'zrika. So let's say, what are the two avodos? So when he shechted it, la'ochlov is a good shechita, because you had in mind for the ochlov. So then when you do the zrika, though, shelo la'ochlov, it's not possible, because we said before, the only thing that's relevant in terms of who counts, who's part of the guest list, shechita is the only avoda that is relevant for the guest list. Zrika has nothing to do with it. So the only reason why this case is kosher is because the time of the Gemara says dechashu b'zrika, only because you had a machshava during the zrika, de'ein machshavas ochlin b'zrika, because the machshava about who eats and who doesn't eat has no relevance to zrika. However, habav avoda achas, but if it was all within one avoda, kigom b'shechita, let's say during the shechita I had double machshavos for the ochlov and v'shelol ochlov, maybe there the mahanya be machshava ochlin pas psul. And there, where we know that the machshavos of a people on the guest list will impact, will disqualify the shechita, v'ha kaimlan mixes ochlin lo pasli. So Gemara says, but we hold that certain ochlin will not disqualify, which Rashi says, the last Rashi, mixes ochlin, kigon hacha, like here, dimnimnu beiru'in, where you included on the guest list people who are ra'i, who can eat, le'echel, v'shachtu l'shem kulan kasher. If you shecht it for all of them, it's going to be kosher. And he goes on to explain, as long as you have somebody on the guest list who can't eat it, it's a good shechita. So Ela Gemara says, La b'avoda achas must be talking about we're all within one avoda. Umidiseifa b'avoda achas, from the fact that the second mission later on is one avoda, reishin nami b'avoda achas. Our mission also, the first mission, must also be case of avoda achas. Gemara says, midi iria. No, not true. Hakadisa hakadisa. Each mission is separate. Seifa b'avodachas, the Mishnah later on, you're right, is one avoda, but Reisha, our Mishnah is o b'avodachas, o b'shev avodas. It can still be either way. It can still be one avoda, and according to Rabbi Yossi, or it could be two avodas, and even Rabbi Meir can be the author. Okay, so that's really the Gemara's conclusion for this discussion. The Gemara doesn't get any easier, though, but that's the discussion for the Lishmo, Shalol Lishmo, avodachas, shev avodas. We're asked a different question, but pretty similar. Ibailu. Pesach sheshachtu b'shar yimos hashana, a Pesach that shechted the rest of the year. The halacha is as follows. When you shecht, a Karban Pesach is a type of shlamim. So, shelol lishmo, we said before, means shlamim for the Karban Pesach. So let's say the rest of the year I shecht the Karban Pesach shelol lishmo, which means I'm shechting it for shlamim, a Karban Pesach the rest of the year will be considered kosher. Only on Erev Pesach, where it's supposed to be a Pesach, Shelo Lishmo disqualifies it.
Well, why do Korban Pesach, not in Pesach?
Right, so these are just theoretical questions, not really so practical, but the reason for these theoretical questions sometimes is to pull out certain yesodos that we wouldn't get. Talking about some extreme cases helps us isolate certain fundamental points. So it's not so practical that's going to happen, but if it were to happen, so you shechted the Korban Pesach the rest of the year, but you had Shelo Lishmo, which is for Shlomim, it actually would be good. Normally, Shelo Lishmo is bad, but the rest of the year for Karban Pesach, it's good because it makes it into a Shlomim. So let's say, Ibailu, again, the Gemara asks, Pesach sheshachtu b'shari mos hashana. I shechted the Karban Pesach the rest of the year. Lishmo v'shelo lishmo mahu. I shechted it, let's say, today. Today's Yud Gimel Elul. I shechted it today, Karban Pesach. Lishmo, for the Pesach, but also, Shelo Lishmo, for the Shlomim. Mahu. Mi asa Shelo Lishmo. This is going to be really confusing. will the shelo lishmo of shlamim be able to undo the lishmo of psachim umachshele and make it kosher? Because again, the shelo lishmo in this case is actually good, because shelo lishmo makes it a shlamim, and a shlamim works the rest of the year. So could the shelo lishmo of shlamim uproot the first machshava of lishmo of Pesach? Or lower, cannot? That's the shaila. Ki aser of dimi amar amrisa lishmaisa kami Rabbi Yirmiyah. The statement in the sugi was said in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Hol v'lishmo machshiro bismano. This is very confusing. I'm not sure if I understand this one. Hol v'lishmo machshir bismano. Since the shmo, meaning Pesach, makes it a good carbon Pesach bismano on Er Pesach, v'shelo lishmo, when it's bad lishmo, meaning shlomim machshiro shlo bismano, shlomim is good when it's not Er Pesach, and the rest of the year shlo lishmo is good. So ma lishmo hamachshir bismano, just like lishmo makes it a good carbon Pesach bisman Er Pesach. However, ein motziu midei shlo lishmo, which Rashi says ein motziu midei shlo lishmo litvos lashon acharon levado ulahachshir nishkat shlo lishmo v'lishmo. So I'm not sure what this is saying even. Ein motziu midei shlo lishmo. So lishmo, it's machshir when that, those are your intentions. But let's say I first had intentions of shlo lishmo, and then lishmo came afterwards. That second lishmo cannot be ochre, cannot uproot the initial intentions of shlo lishmo. It only works when it's isolated, when you have just lishmo. Af shlo lishmo, which is shlomim, hamachshiro shlo bismono, which is good the rest of the year, ein motziu midei lishmo upasol. It too should not be able to uproot the initial tensions in our question above, where you had intention lishmo, which is actually possible, and will be disqualified. So Amr Li, he said to me, "Love, not true. Im amris b'shelo lishmo, shkein noeg b'chol zvachim. If you're telling me shelo lishmo, which is relevant to all karbanos, which is shelo lishmo possible any single carbon." Tomer b'lishmo shkein ein noeg b'chol zvachim. The requirement of shmo, which is not relevant for the rest of the psachim, rest of the karbanos, el pesach bavad, only pesach bavad, meaning lishmo only disqualifies the pesach. If I have lishmo of a pesach the rest of the year, it's going to disqualify. That lishmo will only disqualify for karban pesach, but lishmo can never disqualify any other pesach, any other karban. If I have lishmo for shlomim, lishmo for ola, lishmo for chatas, whatever it is, it's always going to be kosher. Lishmo can only be a psul for Karban Pesach when it's the rest of the year. So you can't bring me a raya from a shelo lishmo, which is possible for any Karban, to a lishmo, which could only be a psul for Karban Pesach, and therefore the two cases are not similar.
Are those examples of where it might be my possel?
Where what might possel?
Like Karban Pesach.
No, Karban Pesach is only one where lishmo could possel.
The rest of the year.
Rest of the year, right.
Maybe like on the regolim or something, and the guy has something in mind the rest of the year.
It's bringing
carbon
Olarego,
right?
But say Olarego, saying Olasuria, which is a carbon yachad, he has intentions for Lish. Well, it could always be a Nadava then. You could always bring it as an Ola. It always, whatever you want it to be, it would just be an Ola. Pesach wouldn't work like that. Again, this is an extremely confusing daf, as I said. Take whatever we could take from this. But okay. So, my Havela. So, what is the result? What's the answer to the Shaila? So Amar Rava, Pesach sheshachdu b'shari mos hashana, Pesach that shechted the rest of the year, lishmo v'shelo lishmo kasher. If it's shechted lishmo, which means for Pesach, but also shechted for shlomim, it's kasher. Why? The ha stam lishmo kai. It's stam case. It's a karm Pesach. The stam intentions are for Pesach. A few hachi still, nonetheless, ki shachet lei shelo lishmo kasher. But when I shacht it shelo lishmo afterwards for the purpose of shlomim, it's kosher. Why? My first intentions were for Pesach, the rest of the year. Alma, we see from here, also shelo lishmo umafik lei midei lishmo. When I have intentions shelo lishmo afterwards for shlomim, that could be ochir my initial intentions of pesachim. Says the Gemara, ki shachet nami lishmo b'shelo lishmo. When I shacht it for lishmo for Pesach and for shlomim, also shelo lishmo. So we see here from the Gemara wants to bring a raya that you can be oker one machshava to another machshava. So So I'm like, Rabbi Ada Baraba, Lirava, Dilma Shiny Hechad Amar Mechad Dilamar. No, you can't bring a raya. Maybe it's different when you actually articulate it versus when you don't articulate. The Hala Ochlav Vishala Ochlav Kasher. When you have intentions to shecht it for people who can eat and people who cannot eat, it's kasher. V'chol heicha d'shachalei shlol achal l'chudei pasal. But when you shecht it just stam for people who cannot eat it, it's pasal. M'ras v'amai. Why is it pasal? Ho stam l'ochlav kai. When I have a carton pasach, isn't the stam intention there for people who are going to ultimately eat it? So shouldn't it really be a case of stam l'shma for ochlav and then shecht it for shlol achlav? It should be both that are there. Ela shani hecha must be that there's a difference. Hecha de amar, mehecha de lamar. Must be, what's the difference to ochlav? If I don't have any, if I don't say anything, I just have a machshava, so then it's going to be shalol ochlav, because those are only my only machshavos, so it's possible. But only when I articulate something, I articulate that this is going to be ochlav, and this is going to be ochlav, that's going to be relevant. So here too also, hachnami, shani hecha de amar, mehecha de lamar. Here too also, also different, depending when I say versus when I don't say. So Amrle Mide Iria, does it really make sense? Bishma Hasam Kamadla Akir Labishita Bastamak Davadil Shmakai. When it comes to the initial case of the Karban Pesach, so a stam case is for the Shchita, it stands for Lashma. That's the initial intentions for Lashma. El Hacha Stam La Ochlav Kai. Here the stam intentions are for people to actually eat it. Dilma Mimshe Hani Vasechwini Umimni Alayu. People might pull away from it, and others might eat it. Because you have up until the shechita to actually appoint a guest list, so therefore the stam case is... Right, when it comes to shechita, the case is, I have a karban pesach, the stam case of shechita is lishmo. When it comes to the people eating it, there's no stam l'ochlav. Anybody's allowed to take part of this. There's no definition of who eats it. You have up until Shechita, you could always change the guest list around. So since things could always change around, the guest list is always changing. There's no stam case when it comes to Ochlav. When it comes to the Lishma aspect, once I designate an animal for the Karban Pesach, the stam case exists. It's stam Lishma. It's only when I articulate something can I uproot the stam Lishma. Okay, so we'll stop here, and hopefully we got whatever we could get from this. But as you can see, this is extremely confusing stuff. It comes up in Tzvach Moshe, not to scare you when we get there. But we did the best we could.